Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Angela?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Angela. This is Jessica from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
A mix.
Thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
It's working well.
Was that one or two? The first one or the second one?
I said it's working well.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? First, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border, abortion rights, violent crime, the economy, inflation and jobs, or the gun violence?
The economy.
Okay. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Cost of insurance for whole. Okay. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First, Donald Trump. Is that very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. Next, Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next, Colin Allred. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not familiar with that candidate.
Okay. Next, Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next, Avery Bishop. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not familiar with that candidate.
Thank you. Next, Angie Chan Button. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I'm not familiar. Not familiar.
Thank you. Next is Ted Cruz. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Donald Trump.
In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I would probably vote Republican, but I'm not familiar with the candidates.
Is that you're undecided, or would you choose Angie Chan Button?
Just call me undecided, I guess, because I don't like to vote for people when I don't know them.
Okay, thank you. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of the State House District candidates. Angie Chan Button is the incumbent Republican State Representative with 15 years' experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Next, Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit creative literacy program. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and a father who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban of abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Probably Angie, the Republican.
Okay. American culture. The liberals, mark which side you agree with most. First, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with a DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Or, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger in everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
Is the question which one would I agree with more?
Yes.
The first one.
Thank you. Values and freedoms, mark which side you agree with most. First, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or agree with those who says Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians.
The first one.
Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes.
Okay. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
I would support them.
When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? First, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Second, lack of funding for the state leading to school closing. Third, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids. Or fourth, low teacher pay.
Which do I think is the biggest issue?
Biggest issue or problem?
Probably the second one.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
No, I disagree with that.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? First, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Second, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Third, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Fourth, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Fifth, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
you want the statement I agree with the most? Is that what you're asking for?
Which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat them? I apologize.
No problem. Again, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? First, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Second, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Third, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Fourth, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion in prison. And fifth, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
Which is the worst? I would say probably the last one.
No exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. First, Angie Chan Button supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Next, Avery Bishop and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed on invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very, very strong against.
Thank you. Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. Very strong against, somewhat strong against.
Very strong against. Very strong against.
Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure thing. Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
The third one.
Okay. Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Next, Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
The third one.
Okay. Angie Chan Button says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Angie Chan Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong against.
Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chan Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to 4 local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
very strong against.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. First, in the legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding healthcare to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released, she wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and healthcare to survive in the outside world. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
A product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral. And last, as the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very, very, very positive.
Very positive. Thank you. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Probably Avery.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be African, American, or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white or Caucasian, or other?
Caucasian.
Location. And do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Yeah. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. First, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram. Yes or no?
No.
TV channels, MSNBC or CNN, yes or no?
No.
TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN? Yes or no?
Yeah.
TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount? Yes or no?
No.
No. Next, YouTube TV. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Facebook Meta. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. This already concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Angela. I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful night ahead. Okay?
Okay. You as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too.